Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Darren Williams from NCBA joining us, talking issues management in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's going to be a big one. We're talking about Superior Livestock's Gulf Coast Classic this Friday, April 22nd. It'll be originating from Natchitoches, Louisiana. It'll be seen live, as always, on Dish Network, Satellite 232, and can be accessed on the Superior Click to Bid page at SuperiorClickToBid.com. The video auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time this Friday. 57,000 head to be offered, including 2,200 Holsteins, 14,300 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 12,700 weaned calves, and over 20,000 calves on cows. Looks like a great set of cattle. For more information on the cattle being sold or for a time that a particular lot is selling, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117, or go to the Superior Livestock website at superiorlivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. Darren Williams is Executive Director of Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Darren joins us now as we talk about this idea of issues management. Darren, what do we mean by that term?
Well, you know, it seems like we have issues flying at us from all directions these days, probably more than ever so before. Questions about the impact of cattle production on the environment, you know, red meat and cancer risk. And that comes at us in a variety of ways these days, whether it's traditional media stories and working with the reporters who are gathering those stories together, or through the social media, which can really explode overnight or literally, you know, minute to minute with a big story becoming a global story. Like we saw with the red meat and cancer issue last fall. So it's making sure that the farmer and rancher story is being told and that our side of the story, because there's a lot of different sides to every story, it gets into the conversation.
And with the beef industry and really most of production agriculture is running into these days, the lack of firsthand knowledge about modern production practices for the general public.
That's right. And that leads to a lot of questions, because if they don't have the firsthand experience to know what the answer is, let's take an issue like antibiotics, which is a hot topic these days with companies like McDonald's and other making statements about you know, antibiotic use in poultry and beef probably coming down the line at some point. Well, if they don't know how we use antibiotics and they hear something or read something on the internet that says that we're misusing or overusing antibiotics in livestock, you know, a number that gets thrown around a lot is that, you know, a huge percentage of antibiotics get used in livestock without any context. But when they hear from farmers and ranchers how we're using them, why we use them, they are a lot more comfortable with a lot of those practices. That's why it's so important that we communicate through the beef checkoff, really the story of how beef is raised today, and that the consumer hears directly from us.
Now, the idea of issues management has been around for a while within the cattle industry and other parts of animal agriculture. However, when we had the BSE case, the cow that stole Christmas back in 2003, a lot of cattle producers got a firsthand understanding of how important the issues management concept can be to help the beef industry respond.
Having a coordinated response where really everyone is delivering the same message from the Secretary of Agriculture down to the state level to the organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is really important in reassuring that consumer and keep holding their confidence in the beef supply.
Executive Director for Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Darren Williams. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.